2. The General Contact Unit Grey Area was about to rendezvous with the General Systems Vehicle Sleeper Service. The GCU had gathered its small band of passengers in a lounge for the occasion. One of the ship's skeletal slave drones joined them as they watched the view of hyperspace behind them on a wall screen. The GCU was making the best speed it could, rushing beneath the skein at a little over 40 kilolights on a gently decreasingly curved course that was now almost identical to that of the larger craft approaching from astern. "This will require a coordinated full engine shut-off and displace," the small cube of components that was the drone told them. "For an instant, none of us will be within my full control." Gunnar Hofhorn was still trying to think of a cutting remark when the drone chirped line said, "Won't slow down for you, eh?" "Correct," the slave drone said. "Here it comes," said Alva Sedge. She sat cross-legged on a couch, drinking a delicately scented infusion from a porcelain cup. A dot appeared in the representation of space behind them. It rushed towards them, growing quickly. It swelled to a fat, shining ovoid that rushed silently underneath them. The view dipped quickly to follow it, beginning to perform a half-twist to keep the orientation correctly aligned. Gunnar Hofhorn, standing near where Alva sat, had to put his hand out to the back of the couch to steady himself. In that instant, there was a sensation of a kind of titanically enveloping slippage, the merest hint of vast energies being gathered, cradled, unleashed, contained, exchanged, and manipulated. Unimaginable forces called into existence seemingly from nothing, to writhe momentarily around them, collapse back into the void, and leave reality, from the perspective of the people on the grey area, barely altered. Alva Sedge tuttered, as some of her infusion spilled into the cup saucer. The view had changed. Now it snapped to a grey-blue expanse of something curved, like a cup of cloud seen from the inside. It pivoted again, and they were looking at a series of vast steps, like the entrance to an ancient temple. The broad shelves of the stairs led up to a rectangular entrance lined with tiny lights. A dark space beyond twinkled with still smaller lamps. The view drew back to reveal a series of such entrances arranged side by side, the rest of which were closed. Above and below, set into the faces of the steps, were smaller doors, all similarly shut. "Success," the slave drone said. The view was changing again, as the ship was drawn slowly back towards the single opened bay. Gunnar Hofhorn frowned. "We're going inside," he asked the slave drone. It swiveled to face him, paused just long enough for the human to form the impression he was being treated like some sort of cretin. "Well, yes," it said slowly, as one might to a particularly dim child, "but I was told." "Welcome aboard the sleeper service," said a voice behind them. They turned to see a tall, angular, black-dressed creature walking into the lounge. "My name is Amorphia,"